my trash, but fancy words are my name.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Glamorous Trash Talk, where I take a tangent and discuss something besides celebrity memoirs that I also consider glamorous trash. And today's episode is very, very celebrity memoir adjacent. We are discussing a memoir by author Joyce Maynard, who has written several books. Labor Day might be one that you know from a movie that she had made of it, and it was a big bestseller. She also had a longstanding famous newspaper column called Domestic Affairs. And today we are discussing her memoir, which is titled At Home in the World. It was published in 1999. And a huge part of her memoir was that she broke a 25-year silence to discuss how when she was 18 years old, she entered into a relationship with J.D. Salinger, who was what? 53 years old. He was 53. Oh boy. J.D. Salinger is the author of The Catcher in the Rye, a book that almost everyone in high school read, though I think that has changed in our most recent generations. And The Catcher in the Rye was really put on a pedestal. So was J.D. Salinger, who was famously intensely private. He forbid people from talking about him, refused all press, and remained a mystery. So when Joyce came forward about this really awful and inappropriate relationship, she was ostracized in the literary community for telling her story. And we're going to talk about that too, because the response to her memoir in the late 90s is its own tale. I could not put this book down. I'm so excited to discuss it.
Jerry Salinger, J.D. Salinger, was the closest thing I ever had to a religion. This was a man with an extraordinary emotional power. He came into my life at a moment when I was enormously vulnerable to that. Along come these letters, these amazing letters, written in the same voice, you know, that captivated millions of readers. It was Holden Caulfield writing just to me to say, you and me, we're in this together.
And we are discussing it today with my guest, who has written her own memoir called End Credits, a story about breaking up with Hollywood. And we're going to discuss Joyce's memoir and how it inspired our guest and affected her own writing. So please welcome Patty Lynn. She is a former TV writer and producer whose credits include Freaks and Geeks, Friends, Desperate Housewives, Breaking Bad. She has written pilots for Fox, CBS, Nickelodeon. She retired from television to pursue other interests, which we're going to talk about in her book, and occasionally appears in background acting roles. Hi, Patty. Thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Chelsea. Thank you for having me.
I want to thank you for bringing this memoir by Joyce into my life. It had not come across my table, my desk, whatever it comes across.
Oh.
Yeah. I want to give a big shout out to your publicist, because often people send us like authors and guests to have on the podcast, but in the pitch, it's clear they like don't know what the podcast is because they pitch me things that like are not the format where we don't discuss memoirs. And in the email I received, she told me about your connection to Joyce's memoir. And I was so intrigued. I was hooked. Then I immediately wanted to read your book. Yeah. Anyways, great email, great pitch. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you brought me Joyce's book.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'll let my publicist know that you appreciated her efforts.
I really did. So I want to discuss Joyce's book with you first, and then we're going to talk about how it affects your own memoir and how reading hers affected you. I mean, her writing it's voracious. It's intense. This was one of those books where like I started it and didn't leave the chair until I was finished. Uh-huh. That being said, it also felt unsettling and a little creepy. And I feel somewhat haunted by this memoir. And
so absolutely.
I'm both like, oh my God, you have to read it. And I'm like a little creeped out by it.
Oh my God, totally. Yeah. So the second time I read the book happened to be when I was watching that HBO documentary came out about Michael Jackson. You know, Leaving Neverland, was it called?
Where his, where the kids that he had abused came forward.
And it was just around that time that I was watching that I reread this memoir.
Yeah.
And I was just like, oh my God, there are so many similarities between what Salinger did and what Michael Jackson did, the sort of grooming, the way that, the manipulation.
Yes. Yes, which is so clear. And also a really important part of the book, and you guys can go to my Instagram at Chelsea Montez or patreon.com, because an important part of the book is what she visually looks